The truth is, when we see people on social media sharing about their business and what they are doing, we often get exciting ideas for our business. And sometimes it may even feel like we are missing out. But what we don't realize is that most people we are looking at aren't in our shoes. Welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping ambitious small business owners like you to gain clarity so you can grow a profitable and sustainable small business online. My name is Michaela. I'm a small European town gal with big dreams who moved to Canada, built a multi-six-figure business from living room floor, and now I'm here to give you the answers, the confidence, and the resources you need to create a business and life you love. No filter here. Get ready to dive deep into honest conversations and hear the truth. The failures, the successes, and practical advice from marketing, social media to systems, mindsets, and habits. You leave feeling empowered and equipped with actionable steps that you can apply to your business and make your goals happen. Let's dive right in. Do you sometimes find yourself juggling a pile of tasks and ideas for your business, struggling to take a meaningful progress on the main project? Perhaps you might be even losing sight of what the main project actually is because you always get too excited about new ideas, opportunities that come your way. I used to look at other business owners on social media and see them doing all the things. Running a digital shop and running a product shop and running a print-on-demand shop and offering consulting and launching a membership and launching a YouTube channel. I'd felt like I needed to do it all and ideally start right away. I'd hear people saying, you need to be on TikTok. Other people would say, you can rely on social media. You need to also have an email list. Others would say, you need to go on Pinterest because Pinterest is so hot right now. And the list of opportunities goes on and on. And on outside, it all may look like a good idea, good opportunity, a chance to earn more, and it even might be important to implement for your business at some point. But what we don't realize is that social media world of distraction can be a recipe for disaster for your business. That is, if you fall into shiny object syndrome and don't protect your priorities, time, and resources. And that's what I'm going to be diving into today, the topic of shiny object syndrome, what it is, what are the symptoms, and in the end, I will share with you actionable tips you can apply to your routines, to your business, to overcome it. The truth is, when we see people on social media sharing about their business and what they are doing, we often get exciting ideas for our business. And sometimes it may even feel like we are missing out. But what we don't realize is that most people we are looking at aren't in our shoes. They don't have our priorities, they don't have our schedule. They don't have our prior commitments that we need to deliver on to be perhaps even to get our business off the ground and put food on the table. And if you're not careful and aware, you may end up finding yourself not being able to prioritize in your daily and weekly schedule what you should focus on. Whether you should get your website ready to launch, start your email list, or should you focus on making more reels? Wait, and when are you actually supposed to work on the actual product so you can launch it? You can find yourself feeling like you are always behind, not seeing progress, you feel scattered, losing motivation, and perhaps even burned out. And not to mention, negative effects shiny object syndrome can have on your business. You can run out of budget if you are mismanaging your finances, investing to multiple ventures in the same time, causing financial problems in your business and in your personal life. For example, if you are always trying to introduce new products that require new techniques, new materials, or if you are investing in all different tools for social media marketing without taking a time to determine what is actually your social media focus, your main social media platform, and learn how to utilize that one resource or app that you have already purchased. And I can share with you a story from my business journey. When I first decided that I'm going to try to start a business in my early days in 2015, at that time, I had no idea what I was doing. And I think I fell into the same trap as most business owners do in the beginning, which is like trap of opportunities. I was trying to sell anything and everything. I started with jewelry and I really like making it, but I didn't know how to sell it. So I switched to soaps and candles, which, guess what? Excitement worn out as well when I realized that, oh, now I actually again got to the point where now I need to learn how to sell it. And I just kept distracting myself with all different small business product ideas until I learned about shiny object syndrome. I had too many started project ideas I never took till the end. And I realized, I learned that, oh my goodness, I think I struggle with shiny object syndrome. And I realized that if I wanted to actually grow a business and not just have a time-consuming and money-consuming hobby, I had to decide, commit, and focus on what I want to do and determine how to take it from start to finish. That's what helped me to focus when I started a wedding gift shop that I ended up committing to one step at a time to get it off the ground, because I already had that experience and I knew that I need to protect myself and not try to put my fingers in too many different pies. And just after my wedding business was established, when I was running it full time and I finally had systems that I had more time, just then I added more when I started Small Biz Babes community. I didn't do it all in one time. I learned my lesson that any time when I want to add anything on my to-do list, that means something else is going to get less of me. And the same thing goes for when I wanted to run a Small Biz Babes community full time. I knew that now that was my priority. To scale this business, I had to make decision to make more space for it on my schedule. So then I made a decision to close my wedding shop because I knew that at that time, moving forward, that would just be a shiny distraction. And no kidding, this is hard because it often requires to say no to the good thing, to the good opportunity, to the profits maybe you are getting now, so you can get focused and make the most important goal happen. We can't make all the goals happen in the same time. It's impossible. And trust me, I tried. Okay, and just a side note, I also wanted to say that at a time when I decided to close my wedding shop, I was thinking about, well, maybe I will just turn it into a digital shop. Well, that's going to take less of my time and I can just take a use of it. But luckily, I was aware enough and smart enough to just get in terms with it and realize that whether that's a digital shop or whether that is product shop, it still will need time and energy from my weekly life. And I didn't have it. I didn't have enough of it left so it wouldn't take away from the priority, which was scaling Small Biz Babes community. And Not to say, maybe one day I will get back to that idea, but I know that right now and back then, it's just, it doesn't have space in my life and I don't have that time. And I wanted to share that with you because I think it's really good to know and to hear from other people that in fact, they are not doing it all. Even if from outside, it may look like they are doing so much, they are still saying no to a lot of things behind the scenes you may not even know. And what you see people doing and adding to their business and succeeding with it, well, that's because they likely hit the stage where now they can afford to add it to their schedule without sacrificing the prior commitments. Okay, let's get into number two negative effect of shiny object syndrome. Oh my goodness. Syndrome to your business. It can lead to overwhelm and loss of focus, which affects the direction and growth in your business. For example, in early days in my business, I have definitely fallen into the trap of purchasing too many different courses in different areas on my business that I could not keep up with. I felt overwhelmed and I wasn't making a real progress on anything. Plus, I had in back of my mind that ongoing list of all the other things I still need to finish studying and start working on. But that wasn't very effective. It was, again, just making me overwhelmed. So once I realized that I actually fallen into shiny object syndrome with education, I started to choose and define one priority that I'm going to focus on studying and improving for each quarter, and then dedicate most of my study time to that one thing, which may be either learn how to write better copy or learn how to create systems in my business to scale, like when I was creating systems and transitioning to Notion, or whether that would be learn how to make different variety of reels, better reels, anything. But the point is that I stopped juggling in trying to, okay, improve my email marketing, improve my blog, improve my Instagram, because again, it's just, it's not possible to do it all in the same time. It's a lot. And especially if you are doing it all yourself, it can just feel like there's just too much to do and you are not seeing progress really in anything. And that's not good, right? Hands up if you are tired of wasting time scrolling through Canva to find the right template for your social media. And if you are overthinker like me, I bet you spend on it a lot more time than you probably should. I used to spend hours customizing Canva templates and they still didn't look as good as I wanted to. That was before I invested into Canva templates from Tonic Sideshop. Their social media packs are completely customizable, stunning Canva social media Instagram templates built with signature Tonic strategy designed to help you look professional and stand out in the feed. They've got an amazing payment plans, and on top of that, as a user and a huge fan of their templates, I've got a discount code that saves you 15% off. If you are ready to level up your social media and save your time, choose your professionally designed template today with code MikaelaF15 to apply your 15% discount. I'll leave the details with a link in the show notes of this episode for you. Okay, so let's get to the third negative effect of shiny object syndrome, and that is that it can result in not being able to meet deadlines and finish the most important projects that will help you move your business forward. So maybe you decided that you want to sell digital products, but you also are going to try to start print-on-demand shop, and now you're juggling in between getting your website started, trying to create mockups, trying to design branding, Also make some social media posts. But because you decided to do two things, now you are thinking, should I do one Instagram account or two Instagram accounts? When really, the first step to get closer to get your business going is to perhaps create first 10 products that you can put on your website from start to finish. Or perhaps it's just to finally sit down and get your website finished in 3 days without looking at or doing anything else. Now, the worst thing about shiny object syndrome is that often we are not even intentional about doing it and being scattered. It sort of somehow just comes out with the character most of us have as entrepreneurs. Most of us are very creative. Ideas are popping in our head day in and day out. And we are constantly looking for ways to grow our business. So it's almost given that if we are not intentional about everything we put on our to-do list, we are going to fall into shiny object syndrome and end up distracted. I mean, let's be honest, coming up with ideas and even starting it is so much more fun and exciting than actually sitting down, grinding, getting the work done, and taking it to the finish line. So, what can you do? How can you prevent or overcome shiny object syndrome so it's not hindering your growth and not preventing you from accomplishing your goals? I'm going to share with you 3 things that really helped me. And hopefully, you can at least take one of them and implement to your life and your business so you can get a better focus on things that really matter to you. So, number one, clear your current to-do list. At first, I want you to say out loud or write down on a piece of paper what is the main project you are currently working on you want to take from start to finish. What is that thing that you were saying, I'm going to do that, I'm going to finish it, but you just seem to not be able to exactly get there the way how you would like. So write that down and then review all the things you currently have on your ongoing to-do list and start marking them with numbers, starting with number one being the most important, and mark everything on your to-do list in order from the most important to the least important. So the task is in numbers like 1, 2, and 3. Those are the priorities and those are the tasks you should be focusing on in order. I do this all the time when my task list gets out of hands. It always helps me to zoom out and then just focus on getting that one task at a time from start to finish. And just a note, all things that are not related to this main project should be in the end. And if you're looking at your list and you are like, I really don't know what should be number one, number two, or number three, I'm going to give you advice that my husband gives me. Just pick one. It doesn't matter. Just pick one and get to action. And it really helps because all what you need to do is just to gain momentum on something significant. And then you will feel like, okay, great, I'm doing this, I'm making progress. And then you will start slowly crossing those tasks off your list, the most important tasks. And the chances are, the more you start working on those things that really matter, you will realize what are the things that don't actually matter, and you will be able to rate your to-do list better. Okay, step two, or actionable tip number two, start being aware of what things you can put on your to-do list. And when you catch yourself putting something there just because you got a brilliant idea for your next launch or new system that you might implement in your business, before you write it down, take a moment and ask yourself, what will I have to do from start to finish to bring this idea to fruition But be specific. How much time realistically you'd need to put in and how much money you would need to invest in it. Sometimes just taking a second to pause and envision what you will need to do to make this idea in reality will help you snap out of that dreamy moment and realize that you really do not have capacity to do that right now. And it would just mean taking your effort, time, and energy away from the most important project you are working on in your business. So try to be more aware of what you are putting on your to-do list. Number three, start a one-day list. So for a long time, I used to just add any new exciting idea that came to my mind to my to-do list. And that was really bad because I saw it all the time and then somehow my brain started to think that that's what I should do next. So I don't do that anymore. I recognize that that's a not very good habit. So now I have a running list that I call one day list, where I write my ideas and the things that I could or should start focusing on or improving after I finish this main project. So when a great idea for marketing or something I should do comes to my mind, I do not just go and write it on my to-do list. I go directly on my one-day list and I put it there. Okay, and bonus tip, take 5 minutes in the end of the week to review your schedule and have a little self-reflection. How much time did you really spend on the most important project? And how much time did you spend on all the other tasks and ideas? Self-evaluate yourself. Were you focused on your priority or did you get distracted? And if you got distracted, it's okay. You are human. But take a note of it, realize it so you can improve and bounce back next week and work on what really matters to you. Taking just 5 minutes to do this every week can help you to stay on track, making sure you are not getting swayed away by shiny object syndrome. I really hope that you found today's episode enlightening and helpful. If you've ever felt the weight of juggling multiple tasks and ideas for your business while struggling to make significant progress on your main project, just know that you are not alone. It's a scenario many of us have found ourselves in, and it can be incredibly frustrating. We've all been tempted by shiny new opportunities, thinking they hold the key to our business success, but as I've shared in my own journey, this path can just lead to overwhelm, lack of focus, and ultimately hinder our growth. So to leave you empowered, let me sum up today's episode to actionable steps you can start doing today to get over shiny object syndrome you might be struggling with. Number one, clear and prioritize. Clear your current to-do list and prioritize tasks by numbering them. Make sure that you keep your main project, well, your main project, and that most of your time is allocated towards making progress to take it from start to finish. Number two, work on your awareness. Before adding a new task or idea to your list, consider the time and resources it would require and ask yourself, do I have enough spare resources right now to do this? Will this affect the progress I'm hoping to make with my main priority? Number three, start one day list. Create a separate one day list section in a journal or Notion or whatever you are using to write your task list and keep your exciting ideas that don't align with your current priorities there so they won't distract you. Try to avoid just putting them on your to-do list. And number four, try 5 minutes end of the week evaluation. Spend a few minutes each week evaluating your schedule, look back and review If you've dedicated enough time to your main project compared to all other tasks and exciting ideas. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this episode resonated with you or helped you in any way, please share it with your fellow small business owners by taking a screenshot and posting it on Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Small Biz Babes Community so we can connect and support each other. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're hungry for more, make sure to follow me on Instagram at Small Biz Babes Community for daily small business tips and inspiration. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.